Kwazi mure Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday the 17th of December 2019. Mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we talk about the country's education sector. Imfundo nyaya yedzidzo. We look to analyze the conditions that students are working under, the conditions that teachers are working under in the country, and here we're talking about not just December itself, however, everything that has happened throughout the year of 2019. Now, recently, the grade 7 results came out, and if anything came out from these revelations or the results that came out recently, is there was a highlighted difference between the results that came out from urban schools and the results that came out from rural schools. But however, before we delve deeper into the differences in terms of the results that came out from urban schools and rural schools, I want us to talk about the national pass rate. The national pass rate for grade 7 in the year of 2019 declined in comparison to the national pass rate of 2018. It declined by 5.18%. Once again, 2018, gwagulabantu abanengi, that passed 2019 went down by 5.18%. In 2018, and I quote, 326,685 students sat the grade 7 exam. I repeat, 2018, 326,685 students sat the grade 7 exam. Now in 2019, this immediately went down to 323,217. So 2018, kwakulabantu 326,685 that abathole ithuba lokubhala ama exam awa grade 7. Kulumnyaka it was 323,207. There were 3,478 students less that got to write the grade 7 exams. Now, let's head over to what I talked on early on, which was the difference between the results of urban and private schools. A tweet recently written by Permanent Secretary of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Umnumzana Unick Mangwana, highlighted the differences. Now, in the top 10 kwakugcwele izikolo that are all in the urban that are all urban schools. Kodwa bottom 10 kwakugcwele izikolo zasemaphandleni, izikolo zokumaruwa, rural schools, of which majority of them were formulated of schools from the Matabeleland region. Lapho ezinye izikolo even scored a pass rate of 0%. And which would say not even one person was able to pass in these schools. Now, experts say, there's several different reasons as to why the national pass rate decreased by 5.18% kulumnyaka. One of them being the deployment of teachers who do not speak indigenous languages within different communities. And another one, of course, being the bad conditions that teachers and students had to go through throughout the year of 2019. Now, for those that don't know, the current state of the economy is something that's affecting izikolo indlela abantu abasakhulayo bafunda ngayo esikolweni. The current state of the economy is affecting the way that students are learning within the classrooms. This year alone saw so many waves of teachers taking to the streets protesting the current state of the economy, as they're also saying ukuthi bona njengababalisi ibo sebarayiridzi are also incapacitated. Abanye abotisha ngempela babe khala besithi asila imali yokuthengisa inkwa, angila imali yokuthi ngihambise umntanami esikolweni. Those were the cries of some of the teachers. Now, these strikes is something that also indirectly affected abantu abasakhulayo who are all attending class and finding ukuthi there were no teachers. The next video we're about to play demonstrates that.
We were not learning. Today, there were no teachers today. All we were doing was making things.
Yes, it's very true that I didn't go to work today. The reason why I didn't go to work is that we are on strike. The life of a Zimbabwean teacher, to tell you the truth, I think if you look at me as I am, it can manifest itself. It doesn't need a scientific explanation. Can you believe that I am a teacher? Just a nobody in Zimbabwe. We have got no food to eat in the morning. We are going to work on an empty stomach. Our kids have no food. We can't afford to buy even a loaf of bread. Even one loaf of bread per week, we cannot afford to do that.
All right, Mbalisi Lo, that was a teacher, Mrairidzi Vamnyaradzi Masiwa. He's one of the Zimbabwean teachers. He was explaining ukuthibona njengababalisi what do they have to go throughout the year of 2019. Liyamuzwa uyakhala ngempela uMnyaradzi uthi hi bona njengababalisi they couldn't even afford ukuthi bazithengele isinkwa bona njengababalisi. Uthi yena ubona ngani abantu don't put esingathi I value on ababalisi ngenxa yokuthi the payment that they're receiving is next to peanuts. So if you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, this Chelumbo Noe Numaila Motabulu Connect Kutwini, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo WhatsApp +12024650318. Mnukwani sound phone rajwe kare live paru nari kutrak mupindo mu wike mu tauro maundrenyu pamsoro peni ya tinayo nasimchurongwa +12026192077. So if you're looking to call me live on air, you can call me on +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency. Sikhona njalo ku 4930-13860 neku 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. And on the internet, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com. We're streaming live on www.voanw.com. WhatsApp, Facebook, Internet, Tiripo, Live, Trukutepenura, Magatira, Chironga, Chiricha, Chidiki, Uthlelo, The Connection with your boy, Mike Ove. Hey, Taita, hey, Taoland, Deipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinom gamchiraim chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. @BigMike3 is my username on Twitter and Instagram. Gotom, twakazo mwushle Zimbabwe, mwushle msa manye ku Instagram, neku Twitter, tripano. For the next hour, saka mwakwani sa ukana mchida o msa kangano ku share chirongwa ku itra utuone ne uwandu edu. Msa kangano ku nyora manamba, kana mchida upina mchirongwa, lenga koshu ku pala, inombolo zoku inga uguze sili tinte, sili ngeni, selani kutlelo. Mwakwani sa ukunyora, pa mapeje edu matatu, Facebook, VOA Shona, VOA VOA Studio 7. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushle, welcome to The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Nasim Chironga, we're discussing Nyaya Ye Education, Zizo. We're hearing Uguti, hey, Abantapasa Kulaya, Abagu Ele Grade 7, Warunyorama Grade 7, Ayanzi, Kuneva, Nwaka Wanda, over 3,000 students, Basinakuana Mkano Ugunyora, Gorerino. And that, of course, showed Kuti. Pass rate ye gorerino yakabva yadzika same time amana ndizvo zvakabva zvaitika singakhangela ngale go eMatabeleland there's some schools over 10 mthwakazi omuhle over 10 schools lapho okwa recordwa i 0% pass rate. Kusho ukuthi not even one student in over 10 schools got a chance eyokuthi bapase. Ukuthi kuyini okwenza ukuthi lokhu kwenzakale? Asazi, asazi. But I'm looking to hear more from my guests abazobe bengena kuhlelo besitshela okuningi. Sikhangile ukuthi lamhla kuhlelo sizabe silomnumzana uSifiso Ndlovu Tharisira nje. Kare kuthi ba Robson Jere nawo bachanga bachiphinda mchirongwa. But I hear ukuthi umnumzana Ndlovu is already on the line. Asizoyini ukuthi yena uthini ngodaba lokho negudwini. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Ndlovu, Sakanyayet Nayom Chirongwa, today we're discussing about the most recent grade 7 results that saw over 10 schools in Matabeleland coming through with a 0% pass rate. We saw the national pass rate itself went down. What exactly caused such a thing?
Thank you very much. I've left the title, Mr. Ndlovu, for you. I'm now Dr. Ndlovu.
Oh, Dr. Ndlovu. Uxolo, Doc. Uxolo.
Yes. Well, you are talking about the pass rate at grade 7, which by computation has revealed that we lost some 5 percentage points in terms of, in comparative terms to last results, which is true. The pass rate generally throughout the country went down by 5%. And you are asking why this has happened. There are a number of factors that have come in here to intervene in this said development. First and foremost, let us observe that the grade 7 that were being marked now were grade 7 that were being marked using the old curriculum, meaning that this current cohort had not been introduced to the current curriculum anyway. So we must keep that in mind, and then we may have to look at what other issues therefore came in. But what we are seeing now is that the morale of the teaching force is very low, and because the morale is very low, we are losing some of our most experienced teachers who are now leaving the profession. And when you lose experienced teachers, you are actually losing people who are well-versed in bringing up children to speed in terms of meeting their examination expectations. So we must take that as one of the aspects of the losses. But at the same time, we must not forget that even the issue of teacher deployment has an effect. What we mean here, you may want to understand that rural schools mostly are disadvantaged in the sense that they are not attractive environmentally, and as a result, many teachers shun those areas. And even those who are posted there quickly put applications to leave, and that is an indication of a high teacher turnover in the schools. Because of that high teacher turnover, therefore the culture in the schools changes year to year. And as a result, you cannot build up a very solid culture of succeeding or success. And that is one aspect that you can also look at. And when I talk about the low morale, we are also seeing this thing, teachers who are having to suffer from what I call burnout. Burnout is a result of heavy loads. Why heavy loads? Heavy loads in rural schools in particular, where there is a shortage of teachers, you find that the replacement does not come in quickly. And in some instances, you will see even a teacher at the infant level teaching children up to 100, which in itself is a rally, and the rally cannot be said to be a class. And no teacher can interact sufficiently with that kind of those numbers of students. This, therefore, leads to teachers to say, what else can I do? I'll leave things as they are. That's the nature of the burnout that we see in the schools.
I say, Dr. Ndlovu, I'm going to come back to you and then I'll come back to you. All right, so Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard there from Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu, yena ngowenhlanganiso eZimbabwe Teacher iZimta. Asizweni ukuthi ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndirukunzwa ndine mthereri wokuthanga ukuphinda mchirongo ngathi nze ukuthi mthereri ndiyani ari poparinare. Khona khona mthereri ndinomgamchira mchirongo chedu chevethi diki ndiyani ari poparinare apo.
Ndiwachakabveyo.
Mkomatakabveyo zviri kufamba.
Ziri nani handinonyatsonzwa kuti musoro wenyu wenyaya wakamira sei apo.
Tiri kubata nyaya dzedzidzo kuZimbabwe uko. Hanzi gore rino vechidiki vakawanda vakawanawo mukana wekunyora maexam egrade 7. Hanzi aiwa kune vazhinji vakafeila zvechokwadi. Tina Dr. Ndlovu varipo apo parunhare ndivo munyarikani wedu wokutanga aripo muchirongwa. Vari kuti hanzi pane mareasons akawanda. Imwewo ndeyekuti hanzi varayiridzi vari kuchema vachiti handichawanawo mukana wekuti ndingaitewo kamari sezvo varayiridzi havasi kubhadharwa zviri nyore. Saka vazhinji vavo vakuita mabasa akasiyana siyana asi zvakuafekta dzidzo dzevechidiki. Saka ndachida kunzwawo maonereni.
Ya ichokwadi ichochocho.
Mm.
Chinhu chekutanga chinofanira kuzikanwa nemunhu wese ari muZimbabwe ndechekuti vana vedu vakasadzidza nhasi.
Mm-hmm.
Makore makumi maviri anotevera tinenge taane dambudziko nekuti munhu asina kudzidza anoitiswa zvese zvese. Ende zvinhu zvakanyanya zvinoitika umbavha umundi hunowanika pavanhu vanenge vasina chikoro. Uyezve chinhu chandingakurudzire kana pane vanhu vemachechi chero chechi ipi zvayo, kudhara kwaiitwa maSunday school maSabbath school, kunyange mwana asina kudzidza but akaita go through that process anenge ari nani pane mwana asina kuwana Sunday school kana Sabbath school kana chikoro. Zvinhu zvakakosha izvozvozvo. Nyika yedu iri kurasika pakuti iri kutadza kubatanidza chitendero nechikoro. Zvinhu zvinofambirana pamwe chete but nyika iri kuzvipatsanura zvinhu izvozvo. Then ndochiuya panyaya yemusic handidi. Zim Danzo, let me be very specific, nditaure chokwadi kwete zvekumbonyarana. Zim Danzo yauraya vana. Ini pandai ndiri kuHarare during school days, ukapinda mukombi nevana, munhu ari kudriva anoridza music yaya deliberately. And music iri kuridzwa iyi ndevanhu vakuru but ichiteverwa nevana veprimary school. Vana ivavo kunyange vachienda kuchikoro tinogona kuzova rescue sei vana vakadaro. Vana vanofanira kutakurwa netransport kwaitawo zvinoenderana nechikoro kana kutotakurwa nemabhazi ezuku asingaridze music. Hazvibatsire kuti tiite vana vanoita zvemusic nehurombe zvinofambidzana. Munhu anoita muimbi chete but vanoteera miziki yacho vanogona kuparara. Saka chikoro chinofanira kuongororawo zvinhu izvozvo kuti vana vatakurwa sei kuenda kuchikoro, uye zvavanonzwa vari kumba kuchechi zvinofanira kukosheswa zvinhu izvozvo.
Aiwa, saka zvino nyaya yacho nemaonero enyu inogadziriswa sei nai mukoma tichipedza neminuti? Pane vamwavo vateereri vakamira parunare vada kupinda muchirongwa.
Oraiti, nyaya yedu inogadziriswa kuti ngatitangei kumachechi, even matraditional leaders edu machiefs nanachive savari kutaurwa apa havasi kubatsira mukuumba nyika muculture yedu kana munhu wedu tisina kuisa chitendero chechristianity. So far tichitaura chivanhu chedu vari kutadza. Vana vanofanira kuchengetedzwa sevana. Mwana anofanira kuziva kuti vabereki vari kudii navo vanhu vari kwavo, kwete kuti tifanani. Hatifiwe takafanana ende anobva aparara mwana iyeye akajamba chimwe chinhanho achienda chepamusoro.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mutereri. Mukola, tinotenda zvikuru, tinobonga nekupinda muchirongwa.
Maita basa nekurifonera, ndatenda ndafara zvikuru.
Aiwa, mudzoke next week, chirongwa ndechenyu handisi.
Tinotenda.
All right. So let me go back to uDokotela Ndlovu sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kanomlaleli okhona ecingweni. Dr. Ndlovu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. Thank you.
Right. Siqhubekele phambili. One thing that abanye abalaleli ngoba sike sa post umbuzo ku emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook, and abanye abalaleli seem to be talking about udaba lokuthi when we look at areas such as Matabeleland, akula development eningi, there's not much development going on. Is this something that's affecting indlela abantu abasakhulayo are learning?
Yes, it is true. That maybe there's generally some slow development in some of the areas, in the rural areas, but it's not all the areas that are affected that way. Mm-hmm. And we may not make a very justifiable conclusion to suggest that it is only in Matabeleland that there is low development.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find similar low development in Zarawani and some of the far-lying areas. Go down to Chipinge, you also find some of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are far outlying areas which are generally lacking in development, and the society is not concentrating more on those far-flung areas and disadvantaged communities. But then coming to your question, is it true? Yes, it is true. There is a correlation, particularly in Matabeleland South, where we have some of the schools that are very poorly developed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the culture of educating children is also diminished by the poverty that is surrounding them, and eventually forcing some of the parents to allow children to prematurely leave school and therefore not putting importance on the education of their children.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, we are encouraging children to not to see the value of education as an investment for the future. If that is the case, then yes, I would agree that that does affect. Because you find that migration to neighboring countries is very rife in those far flung areas like Chikwalapala and many other areas in much south, where children quickly cross the border to South Africa or even to Mozambique to look for manual jobs. And that way, they think they can take care of their parents and take care of themselves by doing those manual jobs. But in the process, also affect the other children in terms of valuing education.
Mm-hmm. Doc, what's in Lugbamba? Umlomo, one more time, Tato Munyum Laleli Ngiyabonga, ngokungena.
Yeah.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, kids stay in school. Liyamusa udokotela uyalikhuthaza ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo stay in school. Asizweni ukuthi umunye umlaleli ongena kuhlelo anothi nemaundro a Doc Ndlovu. Khona khona mthereri ndinomgamchira mchirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibana khona ongena ku ecincweni.
Makadi yenyu.
Tinani makadi yenyu.
Ndiripo aiwa ndino ufona ndiri muno Zimbabwe ya situation yamataura iyi handainzwa zveshuwa.
Ibvai matotudza maundireni.
Ya, nyaya ndiri kuona hangu iri kunyanyoitika, ndiri kuona sekuti maomero akaita zvinhu nyaya dzemavuzoupfumi izvi. Ndo zvandiri kuona zviri zvimwe zviri kunyanyokonzesa matambudziko muzvikoro kunyanya kuvana vanoita zvemabhodhingi aya. Ya, saka ndiona sekuti ndo panobva matambudziko zviri vana vazhinji unoona vaakuita musikanzwa muzvikoro. Vaakutsvaga kana varume chaivo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachida kuzama kusapurimenda mari dzavo. Saka ndoona riri ndo rimwe dambudziko rekuoma, uye zvikatasa makwiriro aita zvinhu speciari maschool fees evana vacho. Ndo rimwe dambudziko futi riri kukonzeresa kuti zvinhu zvimwe zvinyanyonetsa mukudaro.
Saka zvino mukoma kalima ibvai matoudzawo kuti nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei, nekuti inyaya inenge yatonetsa zvikuru saka kunyika.
Ya, dambudziko randinoona ndirekuti hongoka tinogona kutaura masolutions, but tichida kunyatsotsvaga dambudziko chairo kuti chikunyanya kukonzeresa sosi iri kukonzeresa zvinhu izvi. Ndoona sekuti kuoma kana kuti kusamira zvakanaka kuzaita ikonomi yedu, ndoona sekuti ndo chinhu chinoda kutanga kugadziriswa. Tinogona hedu kugadzisa mamwe maproblems madiki madiki aya, but real sosi yacho dambudziko iri yekuti kuoma kwezvinhu. Moza kana munhu aomerwa anoita zvese zvese, kana mwana wechikoro chaiye anopedzisira akupinda kana mumabhawa chaimo nenyatsotsvaga mari. Kuti anenge asaplimenta kuchikoro kunodiwa zvinodiwa zvinodiwa nemari dzekudyawo chikoro, ndo rimwe dambudziko randiri kuona ini.
Saka zvino kana ririro dambudziko rachona, hapana here mukana wekuti vechidiki vangogarawo vari kuchikoro ungopedzawo chikoro, then vochiitawo zvavanofanwa kuita kutsvagawo mari, nekuti pamaholiday ndipo pavanokwanisa kubudawo kavomboitawo kabasa kabasa.
Yeah, izvozvo zvinogona hazvokuita sekudaro. But pane pamwe pouti mwana anogona kunga ari pachikoroka, but asina mukana wekuti azowana mamwe mapiece jobs ake ekuita during the holidays. Saka izvozvo zvinomukonzeresa kuti wose anongoziva zvoita vanhu vane mari dzavo. Vanongoenderana nechikoro ivaya vachitoziva kuti hano mabig dara tinoziva nemari dzavo vaivai. Vanoshandisawo advantage iyoyo yekuoma kunenge kwakaita upenyu. Then vanenge vava kuchengetedza vana vaivai vachivatsvetera, vachivapa mari. Saka izvozvo zvinokonzeresawo kuti vana vange vaakuita musikanzwa mukati mechikoro imomo.
Aiwa, takunzwa. Tipeiwo mazwi enyu okupedzisira, mukoma Kalim.
Ya, ndinongoda hangu kukurudzira kuti dai vanoona nezvekugadziriswa kwezveupfumi ka vanga vakwanisa kubata, nokuti matambudziko hachazi kubata muchikoro chete, anoafekta zvinhu zvakawanda. Even mukatarisa education system yevana vacho, even kupasa nepasi rate yavo yavainoita iyaya, zviri kutovaafekta zvekare. Nenyaya kuti even ticha wacho chai chai anenge achitoda kuti mari kubva kumastudents dzekutanzira maextra lessons dziyadziya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvandiri kuona kuti zviri kungokonzeresa kubva kumaticha kusvika kuvana vechikoro zvese.
Aiwa, takunza zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzokewo next week, handisi?
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa, nemiwo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle. That was umnumzana uKalima, one of our callers ongenayo kuhlelo uthi hayi yena ubona ngani isimo somnotho is one of the things that seems to be affecting abantu abasakhulayo, ikakhulukazi when we're talking about imfundo. Let's see what's happening kuWhatsApp yethu. Ngibona abantu ngempela kulabantu abaningi abafisa ukungena kuhlelo. Tisha kufonela imsearch ke nyupha lamkoma Makado Ndlovu bavawayisa number. Tisha kufonela imkoma Makado, tinotenda zvikuru. Pana Joshua nayo adoda kupinda muchirongo ari South Africa, tisha kufonela. Pana Joachim nayo aisa number ari kuBotswana. Dumelang Joshua, dumelang. Then pana umwe ari kuti hi Mike, ndokumbira kuti undifonerewo. Aiwa msearch ke, tinotenda zvikuru. Sa munhu wese adoda kupinda muchirongo, tisha kufonela nhasi chirongwa chenyu. Asipone nukuta abantu batini emakhasini etu, pama Facebook page edu matatu. Pa VOA show na zvechokwa pane vanhu vakawanda vari kunyora makomments avo. Pana Vitalis arikuti I'm watching you from Brussels. How's Brussels? Kuriseko kwaku Brussels, mukoma Vitalis, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa. Alec arikuti onawo ari ku Cape Town. Aiwa, zvatinenge tiri kwese. Hanzi na Herbert maticha mazhinji hanzi mashoma vari kurasana pamitauro. That seems to be a very important thing. Asizweni ukuthi uDr Ndlovu yena uthini. Doc, ukhona ecingweni? Ai, ngiyeza ukuthi kulomlaleli, wothi ngiqale ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to Doc. Ndikunzwa ndinemthereri, khola mthereri ongenayo kuhlelo, ngubani?
Ngendiweni baba.
Baba, ndiweni unjani?
Ngiyaphila, linjani lina baba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Usixhuma ngapi baba ndiweni?
Ngisemangweni waseNkayi la.
Perfect, eNkayi, Matebele lento. Siyezwa ukuthi kulabantu abasakhulayo abaningi yayi i-grade 7 ibashayele ngempela, kwaba isikolo eziyi-10 zaphuma nge-0% pass rate ku-grade 7. Kahle kwenzakalani eMatabeleland?
Ya, usuphesibe lalo yikuthi nginanzelele indaba yababalisi kakhulu ukuthi besebengani bayaphambaniseke kukhumbuleni kahle ngenxa yesigaba senzuzo okufanele ukuthi ngawuhulumende banika yona. Bekube khona ukungazwisiseki kahle ngenxa yokuthi lokufundisa kade sebekwenza bese kunganika kusacaci kahle. Ngingachaza ngithi mina even lalapha bese kulanda kuyavalwa kwezikolo, ngingakutshela enye into engazange ngizwise ukuthi kade abantwana babhale njani ama-exams ngenxa yokuthi in terms of futhi kumemele babhale 2-2 but bagcine bebhala ama-1-1. Ama-teachers they were there at school but bese kungelanto abayenzayo, just kuphela uku-cover up ukuthi kuthiwe basemsebenzini ukwenzela ukuthi bathole that leak yona le income abayivumele nohulumende athi ubanika yona kodwa engakwani lutho.
Uyamuza uDr Ndlovu uyasho ukuthi ngempela imoral yababalisi hayi ilow. Ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzekale ukuze bathuthukise ababalisi in turn bethuthukisa njalo abafundi?
Ya, okuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende wethu njengomqhashi wababalisi ngiyokufanele ukuthi abe responsible kulokho. Abone ukuthi njengomqhashi kufana njengobaba mayesekhaya ekhangela izingane, kufanele ubone ukuthi ingane zakho zingabe zijabulile yini njengobaba wena ukhangela izingane ukuba ziyathola yini okufanele zikuthole. Uhulumende yikho okufanele ukuthi ngawe uyakwenza njengalokhu enguye ongubaba wale zingane ezingababalisi, ngoba ababalisi banamhlanje bakhangele ukuthi labo manje bakwanisa ukuduma bafundisa abantu babo, bakwanisa ukuduma babenze noma izimo ofanele bazi noma manje kakhulu bakhave infect noma ama-problems abo ngendlela yenzuzo lofanele bazi. Kodwa manje namhlanje inzuzo yangikhona isile figa yalayo enkulu kodwa engayenzi lutho but still elokhu ishota mase sifaka to equivalent noma imali yangaphandle nje US dollar imali ukuthi imali abayithola imali engani ayilancedo ayincedisi lutho so it gives them a low morality ukuthi baye esikolo baba down instead ukuthi babe le high morale.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ndiweni, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo hothi ngithatha umunye umlaleli angathi
ngibonga kakhulu baba lami ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that's another one of our callers. Undiweni, he was on the line there. We are at, hi. Hurumende, say, Hanzi, Hurumende, you should treat it like a family setting. Hanzi, kana pane mdara, baba wemba. Hanzi, na yo, antangashika, otarisa ukutumunu, wesari boere. Hanzi, Hurumende, should treat warairids in the same way to make sure kuti aiwa warairids. Na wo, spirit yao is uplifted. Wanu kwanisa ukuzizisa, vechidiki in the perfect setting. Ngati nzoe kuti Doc Ndlovu vanoti na maundre MTR. Mr. Ndlovu, Dr. Ndlovu, connect ngwene? Right. So I wanted to talk about the language barrier that you touched on earlier on. I've spoken to so many people, especially from areas such as Matabeleland and other areas, of course, in the nation, where they talk about how some teachers are deployed into the area. Kodwa, they can't speak the local language. Yabo nomuntu Australian in Matabeleland engakwazi ukukhuluma ulimi lwesiNdebeleni, and njalo vice versa, where some people from Matabeleland will go to Mashonaland, but they can't speak the language. How do you break an issue like that? Because actually, before we even get to how to break the issue, what is causing these deployments? Why would you take umuntu ongakwazi ukukhuluma isiNdebele and put them in an area where people primarily speak that language?
Yes, the problem does not only begin with the recruitment. It does not begin with the deployment. It also begins with the recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
We must, as a nation, have a clear indication of how many numbers of teachers do we need in a particular region. And where do we get the teachers? We must get the teachers from the areas where the language is spoken, mm-hmm. so that we can have sufficient teachers, particularly in the lower grades, from ECDA up to about grade 3. The local language is very critical in concept development. And that is the stage where we have a formative development of the brain and the language and the concepts. Everything must be done with the aid of the local language.
Mm-hmm.
That's how children will develop meaningfully. That is an emphasis that the society, the Zimbabwean population must demand to be executed by the relevant ministries, that they should recruit people from areas that the language is mostly spoken. We definitely will have the correct numbers. The second address that we can do is to ensure that we take every language as important, and we can now teach that language even in colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Every teacher must, as a matter of training, be able to speak and be proficient in two or so languages, local languages, so that they don't become misfits when they are in any particular environment. We have teachers sometimes whom we must now train and retrain and put again into focus in terms of correct fit into the community, where the teacher must have the appropriate attitude, skills, or intelligence which will make them relevant to that community.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have teachers who can teach in an area, for instance, 20 years, and the person cannot still speak the local language. That is an attitudinal problem which must be addressed by the value system in our schools, by the value system in our education system.
Mm-hmm.
So we must address that issue as well from that angle. But then there is one of the listeners who spoke on the issue of societal ills.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the cause of the children's delinquency is a result of an economic meltdown. True, that could be the case. But the other issue is that there is generally a moral decadence which must be addressed by proper education grounded on ubuntu wethu. And that kind of education must bring about the value and the morals that are revered by Zimbabweans. We may even have a good economy, but if you have got a value system that is dead, we'll have people who can even mismanage that economy. That is one area which we can address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Ndlovu. Now, tell me something. What exactly is happening in urban schools that's not necessarily happening in rural schools? I was taking a look at the top 10 schools, Kugcwele Isikolo, that are in urban areas, go to a bottom 10, Kugcwele Isikolo zasemaphandleni. What exactly is causing this difference between the two?
The rural and the urban divide is a long history. First and foremost, the issues of facilities and exposure to the learners is different. The issue of the numbers of teachers and the support generally given by the parents in an urban setup is different from the support that is there. So you realize that the schools get support depending on the economic endowments of the community. Where a community is well resourced, it goes an extra mile in supporting education of the children. Mm-hmm. For instance, if the community decides that we are all going to have our children doing computer science, even from ECD, you may find that ECD children have got tablets and they are able to manipulate those things right from the start from school level at the entry level and right up to grade 7 if they need to. So those are economic endowments. So the difference is as a result sometimes of the community economic advantages that they get. And at the same time, the parent that we have. But then the issues again, as I said, the teacher mobility. Mm-hmm. Teachers tend to stay longer in one school in urban areas than in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
With very little turnover. That is very important. Remember, even if you had a computer in class in front of a child, it will not teach the child. Mm-hmm. But if you have the teacher, he is worth more than 20 textbooks. And that's the teacher who must add value to any resource that is at the school. And that is why the continuity of teachers in a particular school is very important, that they remain as long as possible in the community. They'll get to understand their children better.
Mm-hmm. Let me hold you one more time, Ntata Mlaleli, and then I'll come back to you. I need to talk. All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu or Zimta. Asizona ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ndirikunzwa ukuthi ndinemthereri ari kupinda pachirongwa khona khona mthereri ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa ndiani ari popa rinari.
Hello.
Zviri kufamba here baba?
Ngiyaphila, linjani baba?
Siyaphila, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngikhuluma noMdolomba.
Baba Mdolomba, injani impilo?
Hayi, mbishana siyancenga ba kudubo kuphela.
Usiqhoma ungaphi?
Mina ngiqhuma ngisebhinga.
Siyeza ukuthi abanye ababalisi labo bayakhala besithi udubo, 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 abasakwanisi nokufundisa abafundi. Sibone ama-results awe-grade 7 asanda ukuphuma. Kunezikolo at least 10 eMathebeleland lapho abantu lapho okungaphumanga vele even 1% esingathi umfundi waphumelela. Awusitshela umbono wakho ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalani eMathebeleland lapho ukukhanya ngani kule 0% pass rate?
Uhlupho olukhona ukuthi ezikolo eziningi ababalisi abayenelanga, uyafika ukuthi isikolo kulababalisi maybe abangu-4 kuphela. Grade 1 to 7. So abantwana babengasafundi amanye amagrade laphana. Mkho kuba lihlupho. Then olunye uhlupho futhi olukhona, ungabuya ngapha kithi ebhinga nga ugcwele amatisha angasaziyo isidonga. Ngawavele kufunda isidonga. So amatisha la akasazi isidonga. So uzafika ukuthi nguyabe fundisa grade 1 wona bebe fundisa ngesindebele, mufundisa ngesishona, mufundisa ngesivenda. Kodwa into esimangalisayo ukuthi bagcwele abantu abakhuluma isidongo, kumele ukuthi ngabe baqhashwa ebhinga bafundise abantu bebhinga. Kodwa kebe kubuya abantu abangasaziyo isidongo. Yikho kuba luhlupho eMathebeleland. Kungazuye enkayi khona ngalo zafika kula bantu abakhuluma isidongo khona ngalo bengasazi isindebele, kumbe bakhuluma isishona nobengasazi isindebele.
So
at the end vele umntwana lana kasafundi kuhle ngoba uzabe ngu-grade 1 ulimalazwe isindebele sodwa kumbe isitonga sotisha wakhe ilanguage yakhe kayazi.
Ubona ngani i-solution ngaba yokuthi abazali bona baqala ukufundisa abantwana babo indimi more than one language endlini ukuthi ungafika endlini maybe ukukhuluma nomntana wakho umfundisi shona njalo isindebele o umfundisi khiwa njalo isindebele o umfundi indimi esijene ubona ngani that could be a solution
akusazo kwenze ngoba xa uvele kunje umsazi isindebele ngeke ngihlala ephansi ngikhulu umfundisi umntwana ulimi olungekhoyo ngkhaya i-solution ivele ukuthi nga umuntu elindebele kayifundisa isindebele ebhinga kufundisa abantu besitongeni ebhedridge kufundisa abantu besivendeni yiyo iplan ezanceda ukwenza ukuthi uhlupho lolo lelanguage lungcedakane
hayi siyakuzwa baba Mdolomba Gqiba sicela asizweni amazwi akho okugcina
okunye njalo okuthuphayo vele usigaba lesi semandebeleni siphansi kakhulu yasica ukuthi abantu baphila ngokulima ukulima khonokho yikho lapho bathola khona imali yokuthi badalele abantwana so nxa izulu lingahlanga naya ngokunje abantwana kabahambe ezikolo ngoba kuyabe kuyindlala basele yona ibhuku lokuyathenga ngoba imali yokuthenga ibhuku ngoba vele imali yabo ingekho abavunanga kuhle emasimini yikho kwenza ukuthi nanga esesiyabhala uChris Steven wayebengafundanga amalanga ayeneleyo
hayi siyakuzwa
lihlupho sibili kakhulu ngoba uhulumende uyangenela ancedise bona laba abantu abanjalo esikole zemakhaya ngale kuzabangcono
hayi
siyatisha ukukhatha amatisha kwani isikolo zonke
hayi siyakuzwa baba Mdolomba
nemathebule yenzizo ezilaba ezisibelayo kakhulu ematitsheni
hayi siyakuzwa baba Mdolomba siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi wakho
siyabonga
Right, Zimbabwe muhle mavakunzi wakuna vamdolomba chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe ivo vari kugara kuBinga uko vari kutsanangura hanzi zviri kusangana nevechidiki kuBinga hanzi inyaya iyo yokuti kuBinga vanotaura rurimi rwetonga they speak tonga kuBinga uko saka hanzi vazhinji varairidzi havakwanisi kutaura rurimi rwetonga vari kudiploma vari kusvika ikoko asi havasi kukwanisa kutaura local language iri iko ikoko saka hanzi vanobva vasangana nematambudziko ekuti kunenge kune mwana abva anenge akuda kupindawo kuchikoro asi pane communication barrier between the two tipei maondo renyu ngatinzwei maondo renyu pindai muchirongwa kana muchida mokwanisa kuti text pa WhatsApp pa +12024650318 kana unifondera live parunare pa +12026192077 asi ndikunzwa ndine umwe mutereri asi zvino kuti yena utini ngotavale kone kutwini ngatinzwe kuti mutereri anoti kola kola mutereri welcome to the program ndiana Popernal.
Hello, Mike, kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila wena njani but?
Hayi ngiyanjani yapi?
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Lapho ngamasuku lapho sendabazi.
Hawu baba masuku unjani?
Hayi mina ngiyaphila kunjani ngabona.
Hayi mina ngiphilile asizwe ni phela umbono wakho baba masuku.
Uyazi ngithanda ukuthi into ezisezike zaphuma nase sikele labantu ezidlalele. Yeyithanda nje ukuthi sikhulume nani iqiniso lapha abantu bemathethelele. Into leyo it's not all about konke okukhuluma ngakho kumuntu. Into leyo it's a politically motivated thing.
Kanjani?
According to my understanding.
Kanjani baba Masu?
Into zonke ezimbi ziba khona le mathetheleleni. Right, I would like to come back to the issue of Kukura Hundi to attend the mathetheleleni. Into ekhona is ukuthi kungabi losendo lemandebeleni. But there is confusion in Matabeleland. You cannot have his courage in 10. You say, I'm going to have to pass on. What are we trying to say? We are born into a corner. We think that our corner, our tongue, our middle, our corner, they are killing Matabeleland. They are not resources as far as Matabeleland. Well, in actual fact, Agula school isn't a film done with one with a pass. There are no resources. Agula money far as Matabeleland. Into zonke centered khona hapa emashonale. Two, ukukhuluma nge-language barrier, which becomes another thing. Ukufaka abantu besishoneni ukuthi bayefundise emathebheleleni, it's another way of killing the Ndebele people. Ngoba khayeni ubone kathesi, these people are brewing abantu abangakwazi ukubala nokufunda. Now the generation is dead. So akuna muntu ongakwanisi ukuthi ayefundisa emathebheleleni engakwazi ukuthi umntwana afunde ukuthi baba mama siyabefundisana in actual fact akunzeli ukuthi out of 10 isikolo akulamntwana e-intelligent ukuthi angakwazi ukuphuma le-one subject it's impossible it's very impossible Onke lokho esingakudinga lokhu, these people are there to create anarchy endaweni ezinjengamathepelelende, kungabi lo muntu ofundileyo kube lengxabangqoza njengakhonoku ubona kusenzakala khanye libone ti-five akwanisi unesi i-tif ayekhona ngalo kuzasuke emashonaleni ayelapha le etholotho isalukazi zizasuka laphaya esibhedlela sike semtshelo ngokuthi khona sibulawa likolo le into yakhona ethiwa likolo kayani ubona ngalo kunika amaphilisi ayani umuntu yena lo killing the society. Amangalo believe gawule the defend this kind of territory abaye naye besenzile. They cannot even put up such kind of thing. Khathesi nsathe amangoinkosi isixotshiwe and that thing started from the same people asemathepelelen. They are fighting themselves bona ngokwabo. Okokuthi kuthiwa khona konke lokhu akuzivamaiki sekhona the people should come to extinct in an account. So sicela nje ukuthi omunye umnyaka nje God is going to listen to us kube
awungitsheleke baba Masuku udaba lolu kumele lulungisiswe njani ke
udaba lolu kulungisa wabona people bamathepelelen don't have documents and these things of record which would ayizokukhuluma nje ukuthi into enjani engayena. Yeah, the people from Matepelelen say you have got ministers. You have got a lot of representatives in parliament. They never even raised the word parliament. There is an anonymous rather. So the point of whatever they call it, parliament. Look at the scenario. Out of such schools, you get a 110. Also, and the ama
ethi kuthi iphone yakho ayisazwakali baba Masuku i-network awusazwakali baba hayi hayi alright uthi ngicela uproducer wami ukuthi akufonele back and then sazama ukuza ukuthi ubuthi nangathi. Ngiyabonga Mr. Masuku, ivo vamasuku vari kuti haiwa, why is it that zvinhu zvinogara zvichingoitika kumathepelelen uko, vabata nyaya dzakasiyana-siyana, vabata nyaya yerurimi, nyaya yelanguage inenge iri kungoendera mberi. Ngationei kuti vanhu vari kuti pamapeji edu paFacebook apa, hanzi naTop Fan wedu Trust Chipanga, how do kids concentrate on an empty stomach? Ha? Nzara yanyanya munyika, pamabasa chaipo production yatove affected, hunger and anger goes hand in hand. Hanzi nati here chidziwo ndifonero ada kupawo pfungwa dzake panyaya tinayo pane vanhu vakawanda zvechokwadi hanzi nadarikai kuPretoria kwakanaka chaizvo aiwa tinotenda zvikuru hanzi naBoas Jaya guru havachakwanise kukontrola vachita nevana. Talent Mchemwa naye vari kuti hanzi Michael uri seiko mukoma aiwa ndiri bom mukoma ngatinzwei kuti Doc Ndlovu vanoti Dr Ndlovu usakone kucengwena. Right, a lot seems to have transpired. A lot of points seem to have come about. The main one being the issue of development, the main one being the issue of language. Now, those two seem to go hand in hand, and it seems some would argue it's coincidental, some would argue it happens everywhere. But how is it that all these issues keep happening to abantu abasakhulayo abasemathepelelen?
I'm not sure whether we are going to be focusing only in Matepelelen.
No, we're looking at the whole nation at hand, seeing the eco.
In Chipinge, Shandani, and Dao, they are in Manicaland. So I don't want to reduce this into a regional perspective because it may send a message of thinking that the country is generally marginalized only in Matepelelen, and you could be fueling a perception which is not probably justifiably so. However, what we observe is that the analysis that you are referring to has picked up Matepelelen as one of the most affected areas, but we do have 0% passage in other areas outside Matepelelen as well. There could be high numbers in Matepelelen, but we do have other areas too that have got 0% pass rate outside Matabeleland. However, again, the speakers and listeners that have come through are indicating the issue of language, which we have reflected on earlier on, and it is true, the issue of language must really be promoted. There is an attempt by government to train educators, particularly examiners of various languages, the so-called minority languages. There is no language that is a minority anyway. We have languages that are spoken by fewer people more than being a minority language. So all languages are important. And there is a training that is going on. And as we speak now, there are some educators that have been going through higher and tertiary education in developing those languages. And that is a positive development. So what we now need to do is to understand that any nation can be united by language and understanding what the other people are doing through their language. That is what we should be encouraging now, and encouraging our people to know that if I speak to you, you must be able to say, That is how a nation can become effectively united through language. And I would suggest that the teaching of these languages must continue in our schools, and even the educators themselves must continue to be taught those languages. That's the one way of building up for the future. But the correction now is to try and address in the shortest possible time by engaging teachers or engaging prospective teachers from those areas that are currently disadvantaged in order to bridge the gap.
Now, Doc, there's something that I was, as I was doing my research on the topic itself, I was reading on some things and reading articles and interviews that have been conducted by different outlets. Now, the chairman Oweboda Zimsek, or Professor Edi Mwenje, he's being quoted saying, this should be cautioned, the country against ringing alarm bells yet. These results should not be something that scares Abantu. And he continues to say the issue is that we had a spike in 2018, but this year's national pass rate of 46.9% is within ranges we're getting in the previous 5 years. He continues to say we're still happy and hope we maintain the 2018 national pass rate. All participants should thrive to enhance quality of our education sector for the betterment of the country. Is this range something that should be that people should be worried about, or should we go according to Professor Mwenje's words and say, you know, it's just a once-off thing, it's something that we shouldn't be scared about?
Professor Mwenje is correct in that analysis. He is also taking it up from the perspective that in any normal distribution, you will find that the case is almost in that range. And I think there is nothing wrong with that analysis. But at the same time, there is also something wrong with us, because we've become an examination-oriented nation where we are no longer emphasizing on the competencies and the skills. Hence, the emphasis that we are now putting on is, what should the child come out from school with? Does he come out with flying colors academically? We show that they are a high intellect, and which intellect they may not apply in real life to solve challenges that the society is facing. Or the child should come up with practical skills that will make them very relevant and also improve their own standard of life or quality of life. That is what we are moving away from, the examination oriented testing and eventually grading of our people according to what they have passed in a single hour or 2 hours of examination. So we should be looking at the skills rather than the
actual exam. And then I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, a pasara 10 minutes, Pachurunga Chichevichiki, Ushelo T connection, Panama Terri, Rakonda Rupindo, Chinura Moundro, Tinotenda Zukuru, Regait Tereo Mom Terri, Arupinda Pachurunga, Tinzo, Kutivanoti, Nayat Nayum Gango, Kola Kolam Terri, Dom Kamchram Churunga, and Denari Poparnara.
Hello.
Yes, Ntate, how are you?
Problem yethu lapha. I'll say problem yama Africa. African they are bale tribalism problem yakhona. Bale ukuthi kule mihlobo encane uyabona. And uyakhangela ungabona emathebeleni. Second grade. Wobungakhangela even ama minister bengakhetha. Sebekhohlwa sebecala ukuthi ngabantu beHarare. Uyabona? Saba asikhulunyelwa noma lelamkhetha uyabona ophile mgalo umuntu okolufimva khona ngale kaqala ufimva ngakibo kona apha ekhaya kona ukuthi wakhethelwane hhayi ngasakwazi uyabona iproblem esinayo emathebeleland and that thing is whole Africa ngoba iproblem singasolve iproblem yokuthi kule mhlobonyana singasolve everything in Africa ngoba whole Africa you have got a sickness, a very terrible disease yokuthi sithi it's a small site. Yabona that thing yebulala iAfrika yonke not eZimbabwe. Manje eZimbabwe kwabe wethu ngoba ama minister ama MP ethu kuyafana ungamkhetha nama councilor akona sekukhangele eHarare kuphela. Yiwa bathi uyabona umuntu wena engazafuna ukukhulisa indlebele sefuna ukukhulisa shona. Yabona? Eh? Usekwazi ukuthi hayi mkhetha wabantu labo ukuthi yizobamela. Ngikhulume something kule sense asozobona lobi isimauso whatever esimori ishopu yale yakho emathebeleni ubi ndlela isoze emathebeleni hayi ngabantu nyana lobi bengafuna kuta ndaba yabona yabona iproblem esinayo but mind that even those people from Mashora they come to Mashora emathebeleni they are there as well but they forget that abantu abamnyama banjalo vele but that disease is all over Africa. And we are not going to finish it except if we can stop this nonsense. That's the only thing we can play around with. Let's stop this thing.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe Sekusele, 5 minutes, Wuhlelo Lwethu Labasakhulayo, ngathiwona ukuthi vanhu vari kutiito pawo, Dr. Ndlovu Mkano kuti vapete chirongwa. Papeji redu VOA Studio 7, pana mkokeli Nkomo, uti all teachers in Zimbabwe should be tested on language proficiency and during their training in local languages, a course for teachers should be introduced. Pana Tumisani Mkwananzi, uti which local language have you seen Shona learning other languages? Utonire Ndombo Anompindura, Shukare, Tumisani, we can't continue to rely on this English language. All teaching should be done in local languages. The idea of saying Shona can't learn Ndebele is not one of this generation. It's an old view that I will not sanitize it by engaging it. Hi, Leamuzwa, abalaleling, mpela bayapala, imivono yabo, varugunyoro, maundro yabo, aywa, tinotenda shukuru. Dr. Ndlovu, sekusele vele about, I think at 2 minutes, bengicela ukuthi ugqibuhlelo, baba.
Yes, thank you very much. Okuqathekileke ukuthi ke nxa sesikhangela ngezemfundo kasithuthukiseni imisebenzi yezandla, asithuthukiseni imisebenzi ezayenza ukuthi abafundi bethu babe luncedo. Abafundi abazaba luncedo ezindlini, babe luncedo laselizweni nakumnotho wonke nje jikelele. Babe ngabafundi abazakwazi ukwenza izinto ngezandla zabo besebenzisa le ngqondo. Lokho kuyinto eqakathekileyo, phecelezi phela sitho ukuthi let us inculcate skills and competencies that will transform the lives of these youngsters. But at the same time, it is also important to pay attention to the disadvantaged communities so that the disadvantaged communities can be given priority where it is necessary, particularly in the recruitment and deployment of educators, so that their languages can too be given prominence in terms of teaching and developing the learners so that they're not disadvantaged twice. Firstly, by having very few teachers, and secondly, by having teachers who are not competent to deliver at the right time. These are some of the most important things that we should pay attention to as we go forward. And I would emphasize, let's avoid being examination-oriented.
All right, Dr. Ndlovu, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo isikhathi sesihlelo mangoyi, but thank you so much. Thank you. Zimbabwe Muhle, thank you so much. Kune mthereri wese apinda mchirongwa mese munhu wese anyora ma comments pa mapage edu matatu. Thank you so much. I really really appreciate it. Ngatisangane panapa same time same place next week. Mutarisa page redu re Facebook apo tichange tichikudza zvidobidobi zvatinoda kukupai. Anokoneka nemufaro ndine Mike Hove. Zimbabwe Muhle. Bye bye.